just 2 weeks from the midterms, one of the top issues for many voters is immigration. It's something Republicans and Democrats rarely see eye to eye on. But there is one area with bipartisan support: ending green card country caps. Those caps limit the number of green cards that go to nationals of any one country each year. And they forced some high-skilled Indian workers into limbo, waiting years or even decades for green cards. Representative Zoe Lofgren has sponsored a bill to end country caps. It appears to have deep bipartisan support. Congresswoman Lofgren, welcome to Here and Now.
Well, thank you very much. And getting to the bipartisanship, we'll see. In the last Congress, we had 100 Republican co-sponsors of the bill. We had a big bipartisan vote on the floor. This year, when I pushed, and we did do what's called a markup in the Judiciary Committee, we didn't get a single Republican vote. Even Republicans who co-sponsored it in the last Congress didn't vote for it. And instead of 100 Republicans, we only have eight Republican co-sponsors this Congress, and I had to personally beg some of them to go on. So we'll see, but we are going to have a vote on it when Congress reconvenes.
So why is that, Representative Lofgren? Because the 2020 vote where 100, the Senate, it was a unanimous vote. And that
But you have to know that the Senate vote, they put poison pills in it intentionally. They were not for it, really. They added a provision where there could be no one immigrating from China, which is, that's insane. And then they also put some provisions in the consent that created a new backlog. They were playing games with us on the Senate side.
I just want to back up for one sec and just explain for our listeners. So country caps, why do they exist at all?
Well, they were put into the law in 1965 for no apparent reason that I can figure out. So we have categories on the employment side, and they are for priority workers, people with advanced degrees, people with bachelor's, and you have to prove that you can't find anyone to do the job that you're offering and the like. But then they put a cap of no more than 7% from any one country. Well, the way that works is you're basically, once you've proven that you have your PhD in, some nuclear physics, then it's not what you know, it's what country were you born in. And if it's a large country like India, for example, and the Indian immigrants are most adversely impacted, they are backlogged because of this per-country cap. It's very racist, but it's been part of the law since 1965. Well, our country's changed a lot since 1965.
So I want to ask you, because you mentioned that it'll come to the floor for a vote soon. Do you know when that will be? Because I know that many of your constituents there in San Jose, some even protested outside of your home yesterday, are really calling for this to be brought to a vote. It seems to be stagnating.
Well, I moved it out of committee. As I say, we didn't get any Republican votes. And I've been asking, and I have been received a commitment from the Democratic leadership that the bill will be put up for a vote. I don't know what day they're planning to bring it up, but Congress is in recess because all 435 seats are up for election. But after that, we will reconvene, and this will be one of the items on the agenda.
So, given the chance that the House will flip back to the Republicans, making it even harder, there's no chance that you and Speaker Pelosi could push to have it heard before the midterms?
We're not in session, and we won't be in. All 435 members are in their districts, and we will not be in session until the 14th of November.
Quickly,
there are a lot of things we've got to do when we return. But think also, first, number one, I don't buy that we are going to lose the House. If you take a look race by race, we're very much in the hunt to retain the majority. Number two, even if the country should lose their mind and put a bunch of revolutionaries and MAGA right-wingers in charge. That would not occur until January of next year. So we have several months to bring legislative matters, including, I hope, this one, to a conclusion. We've got to deal with the appropriations bill, the debt ceiling, and a whole variety of other things that need to get done.
Congresswoman Zoe Lofgren, thank you so much for speaking with us.
You bet.